or if the sky has been fairly clear and then all of a sudden the cloud appears and the wind blows.
Yeah, it's gotten stormy.
Mm-hmm. How about the expression, it came up a rain, or it came up a storm?
Mm.
You don't own that one.
No, I don't believe so.
Now, with a storm such as that, you'd say the wind did what?
The wind blew.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of windstorms do you have here?
What kind of windstorms?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you want.
Oh, do you have those that whirl around?
Oh, tornado.
Mm-hmm.
Or no hurricanes.
Mm-hmm. Where would you go if there were a tornado alert?
To the cellar.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a cellar.
Mm-hmm. Is that ever called anything else?
Basement.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear that called a freight hole?
No.
Run for the freight hole.
I heard it called a storm cave.
Yeah. Was that common when you were a boy,
yes,
storm cave?
Uh-huh. When I used to visit on the farm and it'd get stormy, they had a cave. It was actually a cave outdoors, and we'd go to the storm cave.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a strong, cold wind from the north?
Oh, a norther, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Would this be with snow?
Yes, usually.
Mm-hmm. And then sometimes the ground is warm and the air is cool, and you go outside and the white
mist,
billowy stuff is going around. Mist or
fog.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a long period of dry weather?
Drought.
Mm-hmm. And if the wind has been blowing gently and then it gets stronger and stronger, you say the wind is
the wind came up.
Well, what would you call a castrated male hog?
I don't know.
Now, there's a term for a city boy, isn't it?
Pig, I guess. I don't know. I don't know.
I didn't have any idea in the world what that was until I...
Boar?
Barrel is the general term. Or barrel pig or barrel hog.
Hmm. They have the stock shows out here, and I go out sometimes. And they have animals by that name, but I didn't know what they were.
No, I don't know.
They just look like a pig to me.
Yeah. If it's been raining pretty hard, then it's raining less and less, you say the rain is...
slacking off.
How about the wind, if that's been blowing hard, and then it starts...
Mm-hmm.
Less
calming down.
Mm-hmm. In the fall of the year, what were you going to say?
Letting up.
Letting up.
Letting up, yeah.
Hey, that's a dandy.
Where are you from?
Kansas, Oklahoma.
Uh-huh. This general area?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
In the past, Kansas, where I was raised.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was 12. Enid, most of my life.
Mm-hmm. Say, did you ever know a family around here named... There was a boy named Harold, and I don't remember the girl's name.
Mm-hmm.
He was my navigator, and I...
And he was from...
He was from Enid.
Enid?
This is what he said now. He may have been 40 miles
away. Yeah, you know, they say sometimes they live in a little town.
Area.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't. The name is not familiar to me.
Well, I haven't been able to find that rascal. I went through Jet, and I thought, now this sounds familiar. I'll stop. And I stopped and went in, got a Coke, and got the telephone book, which is about this thing.
Yeah.
Went through there to Holtman. I don't even remember.
It looks like you'd run across it as much as you've been around, you know, interviewing.
He stayed in, I think. I got a phone call from him, 10, 12 years ago. He was up in San Francisco. Wanted to know if I could come up for the weekend.
That you were living in California?
Yeah.
How
about a refill on your tea?
Oh, it was...
Funny.
You go ahead and work there.
No,
don't,
I'm
don't
just
stop.
Listening.
That was more than that, because I left California in 46.
Well, it's been...
That was more than 10 or 12 years.
Yeah, I guess so. That's been quite a few.
Button it for
me.
Okay.
What a happy fellow.